Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Sukkah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Noach Stengel, Le'ilui Nishmas Menachem Meir ben Naftali, and Esther Bas David.
Learning Maseches Sukkah Daf Yud Aleph. We're going to start the sugya of Kila, the sugya of Kinoifis and Aklidin, the sugya of sleeping under a canopy bed, and all the different types of canopy beds, and which is called an oil to mafsik from the sukkah. Before we start the sugya, which starts in the Afyunim and Beis, I want to say over one nekuda from the sugya right before it. The Gemara there was going on the machlokes of Rav Nachman against Rav Chista and Rabbi Bar Avuna about if the noy sukkah is hung 4 tefachim away from the roof. Rav Nachman, even if it's more than 4 tefachim away from the roof, it's kasher. And Rav Chista and Rabbi Avuna held it's pasul. The Gemara cites an incident that Rav Chista and Rabbi Avuna was coming to the Beirish Kalusa, and they were sleeping by Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman put them to sleep in a sukkah, which the nice sukkah was 4 tefachim away, and they didn't say anything. So Rav Nachman asked them, "Were you chayzer from your halacha that you hold that if it's more than 4 tefachim, it's pasul?" And they told him, "No, we weren't chayzer. It's just we don't have to sleep in a kosher sukkah because we're shluchei mitzvah apatim in a sukkah. They're doing the mitzvah of lahakpul pnei reish kaila." And therefore they were part of from the sukkah. Taisu says they were part of because there was no way they could find another sukkah. That would be mevatel them from the mitzvah. The Rishayim, some Rishayim hold, no, that even if they could do both, since they're being Isaac and mitzvah, they're part of the mitzvah. That's all the sugya later in the second paragraph of Daf Chafei. Al Kopanim, the Ritva, Shtalzach, that why did Rav Nachman put him in such a sukkah? If they held that this sukkah was puzzle, and he didn't know that they were shluchei mitzvah, or that they were chayzer, so why lechatchila did he put him in such a sukkah? And he brings a daya, a shitas rishayim, that holds that if, let's say, one rav holds that something is mutter, even though his chaver, who's also royal rav, holds it's aser, it's a machlekes, but since he holds it's mutter, and he could be saimach on his psak for himself that he's allowed to go and eat it, he also could give it to his friend and who holds it's aser, because since lefi daitai, lefi dasa machil, it's mutter, so for him it's mutter. So he also doesn't have the issel of neivit to give it, even though lefi dasa eichel it's aser. Comes out a very big chiddush. But the Ritva argues. The Ritva says here, it was nikkur to them. They were able to see it. They were able to see clearly that the noy sukkah was muflag arba. So if they were interested, they could have mentioned to him. He told them they could sleep in the sukkah, and Yamanu Shach, if they do it, Vaisis, they hold that it's takamut, they were chayzer, so that's fine. And if they weren't chayzer, so they themselves will know and tell him. Mashayin came to do when he doesn't know about it, the chacham ha-matir, to give it to the chacham ha-iser, when the chacham ha-iser does not know about it, that's aser. And he says that's what's a psak from his rebbe, meaning the ra'ah, and it means a ra'ah from the Gemara in Chulin daf, Kuf Yud Aleph from his base, says that chas v'shalom for someone to give him a food which he doesn't hold that it's mutter. The Rama in Yeridaya Simen Kuf Yud Tes Siv Zayin passes clearly like the Ritva. The Rama says that someone who holds that something's asur, or he has a chumah that he was machmir, even other people that hold it's mutter, and they're not machmir, he's allowed to eat with them because the Rama says a lashon vade lechleu davish hu noig by iser. They for sure won't give him something which he's noig iser. And the Darka Moshe, which is the Mekayfidus, then he brings down that a vade they won't be iver on lifnei iver. So the Rama clearly holds, and the Shach also brings from there that it's aser lifnei iver, even though you hold its mutter, to give to somebody who holds its aser, at least without telling him. And the Gain, the Bir Agra, brings a Makar, aside from the Gemara in Chulin that the Ritva brought, and he brings another Gemara, the Gemara in Yevamis, that says that Beis Shammai was able to marry the women from Beis Hillel, even though Beis Hillel from Beis Shammai, even though they had a Machlokes about Tzaras Erva, and there would be problems of Mamzeris Ukadaima from the different Kilis, but the Gemara says, the Maiduhu Uparshu, that whichever ones Beis Shammai didn't hold of, so the Beis Hillel would tell them that it's aser for you. Whoever ones Beis Hillel didn't hold of, Beis Shammai would say it's aser for you. So you see, there is a chiyuv to tell them, you can't, even though you hold its mutter, you can't give it to someone who holds its aser without telling him. And now let's see the sugya of Yashin Tachas Kila B'Sukkah. But before we start the Guf HaSugya, we'll mention this in Machlokes Yishanim, what exactly the psul is here. Rashi in the Mishnah says that the reason why it's possible is from the Eini Yeshiv B'Sukkah, the oil mafsik b'neihem. The oil, the kinoifis, the canopy, is an oil which is mafsik, and it makes it you're not considered a Yeshiv B'Sukkah. And that's what Rashi also says in the second parak, Kayashin Tachas Amid the B'Sukkah Liatzidech Evasai. Rashi says the oil mafsik b'neihem L'Sukkah. It's an oil mafsik, is not considered a Yeshiv B'Sukkah. The Riv in the second parak says differently. The Riv says, Turgim Mishmul B'Mit the Gvaya Asarah. The Riv says the cave in the Gvaya Asarah Shu Shir Sukkah Nasas Kisukkah B'Teich Sukkah Ulfich L'Yatzi Yedeich Evasai. The reason why it's possible is because it blinds like a Sukkah Teich Sukkah. Blinds like a Sukkah Tachas a Sukkah. The Rambam Musa says that. The Rambam in Hilchas Sukkah Parakei Alachav Gimel Mit the Shibuseich HaSukkah in Gvaya Asarah Tvacham Yeshav Echtel L'Yatzi Yedeich Evasai. Amish the same thing like the Rif. So the Baal Amar on the Rif says, "Ein lashim perusha b'zeinachin." He says it's not correct. The kachay leima kevin shigvaya sar have like elbif neatzmi. Vein zayim b'tzel sukkah b'tzel elamita. He should say like Rashi that since it's gvaya sar, it's an oil by itself. It's mafsik. He's not considered to be in the sukkah. He's considered to be under the mita. It's a mafsik. He's not. He's an elbif neatzmi. That's the Baal Amar's taina. Now, I'm sure that Akasha doesn't sound so schwer. It could be the Rambam and the Rif hold that Alts, oil, mafsik, that's not a problem. As long as you're in the sukkah, you and oil are in the sukkah. You're not considered not in the sukkah because you're in the oil. The whole thing's called in the sukkah. It's not a problem of oil, mafsik. Like the Mechamis points out, if there'd be a problem of oil, mafsik, so even usually oil just has to be a tefach. The mita wouldn't have to be a sarat fachim. Obviously, it's not a problem of oil, mafsik. So what is the problem? The problem is we have exeris akasav that you can't have a sukkah. We had before, b'sukkah is v'loy sukkah shetachas ilam v'sukkah b'teich habayis v'sukkah tachas sukkah. That from b'sukkah it tells you it can only be under one schach, it can't be under two schaches. And even if one of the schach is apostle schach, you have this problem. That's a sukkah shetachas ilam, sukkah b'teich habayis. You have the problem of shtei schaches. Just like when the sukkah is under the ilam, or b'teich habayis, it's called shtei schaches. So who would then, when you have oil being mafsik in the sukkah, also it's called shtei schachas, and it's possible it's that. That's how you would learn the Rif and the Rambam. The Ran asks the Kasha, that how could you say the problem is shtei schachas? The Ran is maskim to the Baal Amar. Rav Yishayim is maskim to the Baal Amar. The Ran says, how could you say the problem is shtei schachas? By shtei schachas is a din that has to dafke be 10 tfachim. That's what we learned before. There were 3 shittas before, but we paskin it has to be 10 tfachim. Keksher kach psula. Hashenken here, in the sugya that we're going to learn soon, it's mavura that when it's kavua, when it's kvi, then it doesn't have to be 10 tfachim. Even less than 10 tfachim apostles. And this time it seems to come amish from the sugya here. Because when the Gemara said this, you say that kinaifis at a kvi are pasul, even if it's less than 10 tfachim, the Gemara is the kasha, v'sugya l'gabe sugya de kvi, v'amish shmul kechsher kach psula. So it sounds like the Gemara is being medama the din of sukkah, tachas sukkah, to the din of an oil inside a sukkah. But then the Gemara says, Hasam du lamifsal sukkah basar, hachad l'shavi oila, batzim esar nam yava oila. It sounds like this is the shtickle, that if the pshat is that you're going to all two sukkahs, in order to be a sukkah, it has to be asar. Now Shenken here, you say you're not pasling because it's two schachas, you're pasling because it's an oil mafsik. As long as it's kavua, it has a shem oil. If it does not kavua, it doesn't have a shem oil less than 10. But if it's kavua, so it has a shem oil even less than 10. So then it goes to what's oil mafsik. So l'chari, you see from there that the maskana said Gemara said it's not al tzu schachas, yitaka would need 10. And here, you don't need 10 when it's kavua. So in them state that the reason why is a new tam, the tam of oil mafsik, like Rashi, you're not being yeshiv v'sukkah, you're being yeshiv oil, the oil is being mafsik. So the emphasis is the Rambam himself seems not to paskin like that. The Rambam never brings down this din that when something's kavua, it could passel even if it's less than 10 tfachim. The Rif also is not very clear. Could learn the Rif that he holds that when it's kavua, even less than 10 tfachim, it passels. It's not clear in the Rif either way. The Rambam also says that Tam al-Sugya Gabi-Sugya doesn't paskin that way. So maybe it is a cheshbon that Eina Chinami, this Sugya that was going to, this Braisa that was going to that when it's kavua, even less than 10 tfachim pasels, behechich is a new din that avayel mafsik. But somehow the Ram had a reason not to paskin like this braisa, because we paskin the time is takal shdei schachis, and mele enechanami, bezat toloi, that when it's kavua, even when it's kavua, if it's less than 10 tvachim, it doesn't passel. But that wouldn't stem with how some Rishayim learned the Rif, that the Rif holds that when it's kavua, less than 10 tvachim passels, like the Gemara says. So Kenzan, you could say, that by sukkah, shetach, sukkah, it's all kasher eschach. So what makes it a separate schach? What gives it a din of a separate schacha? Only the fact that it's 10 tvachim. Only the fact that it has the same sukkah b'fnei atzmai. That gives it a tayrus second schach. Now, Shein Ken here, it's not part of the sukkah. So, it's not the pshat that it becomes a chelik of the sukkah. It has its own din. So, Mela, to become an oil, stam, to become an oil, that you don't need 10 tvachim. As long as it's kavu, it's already an oil. And Mela, but what's the psul? The psul is also two schachas. The Gemara is not being mechalat between the psul of two schachas and the din of oil mafsik. It's both also two schachas. But when both schachas are kosher, kedei it should be considered a separate schach. It has to have a whole shame schach with neatzmai. So it has to be 10 tvachim. Hashem came by oil. Since all you need is a shame oil, and that would make it a schach by itself, now you don't need 10 tvachim. Kviyas alone is good enough. That's what Achaya would say to answer the Ran's kasha. The Ritva there in the second parak asks for Kate from the Rat. He asks that if you're going to say it's a psul of shnei schachim, so over here, everyone's masking that you need 10. Hashem came by sukkah shetachas sukkah, there's a machlekes. There's one man, the other is a tefach, good enough. Another man, the other of 4 tvachim. There's another man, the other of 10 tvachim. But here, everyone holds you need 10. So if you're going to say this din of sukkah, tachas sukkah, why do you need 10? Now, the Chaya find it a little bit schwer, because the Gemara is mavur that if it's a davar kavua, then you don't need 10. And the Gemara is also mavur that sukkah, gabe sukkah, is called kavua. Balgopanim, that's the Ritva's kasha, brings from there up. That kasha mamish vakeir from the Ran. That by, if it's a sukkah, shetachas sukkah, why do you need 10 for? The Chaya, even if it wouldn't be 10, it should also be considered shnei schachim. The Ramban al-Mulchamis in the second parak learns up in the Rif that he doesn't mean mamish that there's a psul of shnei schachim. He's just learning from the psul of shnei schachim, the psul over here. There's two Eifanim had to understand the Ramban. The Stipler has a shtickle on it. He says two different Eifanim had to understand the Ramban. First shtickle he says, and this the Evan Ozel on the Ramban Musa says the same thing, that that by sukkah tachas sukkah, that it's not considered a sukkah mitzad the schach of the tachtaina, that we understand. That's a gzeris akasav of shnei schachim. That the schach of the tachtaina doesn't work, that's because it's shnei schachim. Because the schach of the tachtaina is not under the rikia, it's under a schach. So that's a dim. But sukkah, he said the sukkah has to be under rikia. If a sukkah is tachas a ilon, or tachas a bayis, or tachas a sukkah, the sukkah tachtaina doesn't work. But the shail is tape clay down the sukkah tachtaina. I should be sitting in the sukkah aliyana. Amaisa happened to be in the sukkah aliyana, and the sukkah aliyana is only one schach. So elamai in the din of sukkah tachas sukkah state nacha yisaid. That if you're in one sukkah, even if that sukkah is in a different sukkah, you can't consider yourself in the sukkah that's above. You have to be considered only in the sukkah that's in the bottom. In that din of sukkah tachas sukkah state the yisait. The Ikka Pasuk is telling you a paslus that the sukkah tachtaina doesn't work because it's under something, it's under a sukkah aliyana. But you learn memela shamis mina that the sukkah aliyana is not working, even though the sukkah aliyana is not under anything, because vaistais you're not considered in the sukkah aliyana because the sukkah tachtaina is being mafsik. But even according to this pshat, it seems to me the Rif is mamish is saying as far as Rashi in the Balamar. He's just learning it from sukkah tachas sukkah. That you see from sukkah tachas sukkah, they have to be directly under the sukkah that you're in, and not that there should be an oil being mafsik. But the Stipler says the Lashon and the Ramban is mashman the other way. Lashon and Ramban is mashman a different svara. The Ramban says that the sign of sukkah tachas sukkah is that the elyain is possible for you because it's not being metzel on you, because you have the tzela tachtain. So the elyain's not doing anything for you. Since the tachtan is still smum b'chamasa, the elyon's not doing anything to you. So the elyon's considered for you pasul eschach. So male, the elyon is staring the tachtan from being a sukkah. So once you see that the schach elyon could stare the tachtan from being a sukkah, so who and then, when you're in an oil, being mafsik, that oil stares the schach on top of it from being a sukkah. The Lashon and Ramban is, kiheka da amrachmana hasam, da asli schach elyon shehu pasul. Why is the schach elyon pasul? She'ena asu litzel he means for the tachtein. The ikitzel tachtein. Umavatel oil so skach tachtein. And that makes a bittel on the skach tachtein. Hachanami asa oil zeh that's on the bottom of vatel skach the sukkah. Lefiz, that's also pretty similar to the Baal Amar. He's just learning it from the din of sukkah tacha sukkah. But he's learning it from this din that just like the Elyon, he's saying that's goof the din of sukkah tacha sukkah, that the Elyon, which is considered possible for you because it's not being made on you because you have the tachtein, so that passels the skacha tachtein. So within here, the oil passels the skach that's on top of it. But that would be miyushev the kasha we asked in the previous year, according to the Rivon, the Rav Yod, that holds down that any time the skach passel, it passels the skach on banim, the skach kasher on banim of it. And we ask, so why do you need the din of basukah? It's the sukkah tachas sukkah, of sukkah tachas ilan, sukkah tachas abayis. Anyway, the skach passel on top passels the skach on the banim. Feather and ban, how goofy, they learn out this din that the schach passel on top passels the schach on the bottom from the din of sukkah tacha sukkah. Upon him, however you learn the feather and ban, it sounds like the icky is side as far as similar to the balamar, that you're not considered to be under the sukkah because the oil is being mafsik. You just learn it out from sukkah tacha sukkah. And now let's see the goofa sugya. The Gemara brings the tula shyness. First lashin Avida Mishmul said, mutalishin bekila besukkah. You're allowed to sleep in a kila in a sukkah, afvishesh lagag, vushen a gvayasar. The Rav was talking about a kila which has a gag. Shmuel was talking about a kila which has a gag. It's not gvayasar, and therefore it's mutter. In the second lashon, lishnachrina amila, amrav yura mishmuel, mutalishim bekilas chasanim besukkah, lefishen lagag, afapisha gvayasar. The second lashon, he held that a kilas chasanim is mutter, because it doesn't have a gag, even though it's gvayasar. So the first lashon is matir a kila that has a gag if it's not gvayasar. The second lashon is matir kilas chasanim it does not have a gag even though it is gvayasar. In both lashonis, the Gemara asks from the Braisa. The Braisa says that a kinaif, which has a gag, which is pasul, and a klitin, which does not have a gag, that's kasher, but that's only when it's less than asar. When it's ten tfachim, even na klitin is pasul. So on the first lashon it's shver, because he said a kilo which has a gag is mutter if it's less than 10 tefachim. And here it says that, since it says that even a klitin is asur when it's more than 10 tefachim, why says the kinife is asur when it's even when it's less than 10 tefachim? So it's a kasha, the kilo that Shmuel says is mutter has a gag which is less than 10 tefachim on a kinife which is asur because it has a gag even though it's less than 10 tefachim. And the Gemara answers, because a kinife is kavua. Since it's kavua, so it's asur even without 10 tefachim. On the second lashon, the kasha is naklitin. The Braisa says clearly naklitin, even though it doesn't have a gag, if it's 10 tefachim, it's asur. Why is it different than kilas chasanim, which doesn't have a gag, that Shmuel says it's mutti, even though it's 10 tefachim? And the Gemara says the same teretz of kavua. So, kumdais, when it's kavua, then if either it has a gag, that's kinaif, even if it's less than 10 tefachim, or if it's 10 tefachim, like naklitin, even if it doesn't have a gag, then it's pasul. If it's not kavua, so there Shmuel in the first lashon said, even with a gag, but less than 10 tefachim, it's pasul. And Shmuel in the second lashon said that without a gag, even if it's 10 tefachim, it's kasher. So Kamar Rishaynim, the Taisus in his second Teretz, and the Rosh and other Rishaynim say, that Mayra Mechadu, Mayra Mechadu V'loi Pligi. Shmuel's first Lashon and Shmuel's second Lashon aren't arguing at all. Shmuel's first Lashon is telling you a Chiddush whenever it's not Kavua, even with the Gag, if it's less than 10 Tefachim, it's Kasher. And Shmuel's second Lashon says when it's not Kavua, even if it's more than 10 Tefachim, if it doesn't have a Gag, it's Kasher. In other words, there are two things you need to be an oil. You need a Gag and you need 10 Tefachim. If it only has one of these two things, then if it's Kavua, that's a problem. Even if it only has one. Like naklitin, which doesn't have a gag, but it's more than 10 tefachim, it's a problem, because it's kavua. Or kinaif is even less than 10 tefachim, but it has a gag, it's a problem, because it's kavua. When it's not kavua, like a kila, so a regular kila with a gag, if it's less than 10 tefachim, it's not a problem. And kilas chasanim, without a gag, even 10 tefachim is not a problem. Taisus has it sad to say that the first lashon is only matter less than asarat tefachim even if it does not have a gag. Now, the first Lashon disagrees with the Chiddush of the second Lashon, that Kilas Chasanim, which is higher than 10 Tefachim, we mutter without a gag, the Taisus in the first Lashon would hold that anything over 10 Tfachim, whether it has a gag or doesn't have a gag, that's certainly a problem. If it's less than 10 Tfachim, then it depends. If it doesn't have a gag, then it's definitely mutter. And if it has a gag, so if it's kavua, then it's a problem. If it's not kavua, then it's okay. That's the first lashon. The second lashon is meisif a heter for even if it's over 10 tfachim, if it doesn't have a gag, as long as it's not kavua. But Taisa says you can't say the other way. You can't say that both the shinis agree that without a gag, it's mutter even when it's more than 10 tfachim. And the machlekes, the first and second lashon is with the gag, that the first lashon holds that even with the gag, as long as it's not kavua, less than 10 tfachim, it's mutter. And the second lashon holds that anything with a gag, even less than 10 tfachim, even not kavua, is aser. That is that you can say. Because Shmuel says, mita asara. Shmuel says, b'yashin tachas mita. It's you need asara. Vice is a mita, which is not asara, is mutter. You see clearly that even with the gag, there's at least a case that doesn't have 10 tfachim, that's mutter. L'maisa do Rishayim bring that the Ritz Geis holds that way. The Ritz Geis holds that according to the second Lashon, anything with a gag, even less than 10 tfachim, is no good. And the Rosh Taka asks, so what do you do with Mita? Why is Mita okay if it's not a Sura Tvachim? Achreinim answer, the Pnei Yeshua, the Aruch Lenerus, Vasemis, the Rishash, they all say the same teretz, that Mita is less chama because L'gaba Asuya, because it's not made for the bottom, it's made dafka for the top, and that's why, even according to the way the Ritz Geis learns, the second Lashon that holds that anything with a gag, which even less than 10 tfachim is a problem, that's dafka when l'teicha asuya, not when l'gaba asuya. And they bring a raya that you could say this svara from the Rishayim, because even according to the other mahalach, that mara mechada v'lei pligi, or everyone agrees that when it's less than 10 tfachim, even with a gag, it's okay, but that's only when it's not kavua. That the Braisa says clearly by Kineifis, that when it's kavua, it's a problem, even though it's less than 10 tfachim. So how does that shtim? The Gemara clearly makes a schilik. Kila is okay because it's not kavua. Kineifis is a problem, even though it's less than 10 tfachim, because it's kavua. So what do you do with Mita? Mita's kavua. Mita's very kavua. So why should Mita need 10 tfachim? And the Rishayim say, because Mita is different because L'gaba Asuya, not L'teicha. So it doesn't have the chsarin of Kavua. Kavua is only a problem when it's L'gaba L'teicha Asuya. But when it's L'gaba Asuya, there's no problem of Kavua. So even though Kineifis doesn't need 10 Tfachim, Mita needs 10 Tfachim, not because Mita is not Kavua, but because Mita is L'gaba Asuya. So the Rishayim say, you could say the same thing, it's for the Ritz Geis. That the Ritz Geis holds that according to the second Lashon, anything with a gag is no good, even if it's not kavua, even if it's not 10 tfachim. But Mita is different, because that's all talking about when it's l'teicha asuya, when it's made for the banim. When it's l'gaba asuya, it's not made for the banim. Even the second Lashon would hold that you would need 10 tfachim, and that's a pshat in Tirgur Shmuel, Mita Asar. That's Achreinim's teretz for the Ritz Geis. Agav on the Rishayim's kasha, that why does Mita need Asar and Mita's Kavua? The Taz is very bothered with the teretz of L'gaba Asuya L'teicha Asuya. He says the Gemara never says a L'gaba that. When the Gemara first asked the Kasha on Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, Amut Elisha Mekila Besuka, the Gemara asked the Kasha for Mita, the Gemara's Mashman that Mita is the same as Kila. The Gemara only said the Svara of L'gaba Asuya, the Gemara says it later, but the Gemara had a Havimina with Rabbi Bar Avunah, the Gemara had a Havimina Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that a Mita doesn't stay, even by Gvaya Asara, maybe that's Dafka Mita Kos L'gaba Asuya. But to say that the Mita stays when it's Gvaya Asara, but not when it's less, because of the Svar of L'gaba Asuya, Mecha Teis of such a Svar. So the Taz says, Mikayach, that his own Teretz on the Kasha, that Mita is not called Kavua because it's Metalta from place to place. Mashenk and Kinoifis, that they're called Kavua because it never leaves the bed. Now, your Rav is very bothered with that svara. He says, but the kinaifis also travels from place to place. What's the chiluk mita and kinaifis? But the Taz is apparently saying that mita, you want to make it an oil on this part of the floor. it's not always on this part of the floor, the mita you bring from one place to another place. Now, shengen the kinaifis, you want to make it an oil on the mita. The kinaifis is always on the mita, that's why it's called kavua. Like we said, the Rishenim, not only the Ran that he brings, also the Ritva, the Ritva brings from his Rebbe, the Ra'ah, they all say that the Svara of Lagaba Suya makes it, has the same Maila of, that it's Loikavi. So to sum up, Shmuel has two Lishenish. One Lashon says that if even with a Gag, a Kila is good if it's not Gvaya Asara. The second Lashon says even that without a Gag, even if it's Gvaya Asara, it's Kasher. And they're both talking about kila, which is not kvi. When it's kvi, so then the Brisa says clearly that one of the two, either with the gag, even if it's not a sara, or when it's a sara, even without a gag, udash der udash pasal the sukkah. And the three pshatim in the Rishenim, if Shmuel is, each halacha is true on its own thing, that the first halacha, the first lashon of Shmuel, that without a sara, it's mutter, even if it has a gag, and the second lashon without a gag, it's mut. Even if it has a sara, they both agree with each other. Or like Taisus has it said, that everyone agrees that without a sara you need a gag. But the machlokes of Tzul Hashayinus says when you have a sara is a mutter when it doesn't have a gag. Or like the Ritz Gaius, that everyone agrees that without a gag it's mutter, even though it's a sara, but it's a machlokes when it has a gag. Is a mutter when it doesn't have a sarah. Now, the Rif doesn't bring down this b'raisa b'chlal that naklitin by gvaya sarah is aser. It's mash m'klar from the Rif that he holds that naklitin, even when it's gvaya sarah, doesn't shter and he lies asleep in the naklitin. He doesn't make any chiluk. And he says, the Rif says, b'kitzur kadarka, but he says that it's totally in the sug of shipur ayolim. The Rabban is mayrich and l'chamis to explain. And the Rif holds that this brisa that says in Aklitin, when it says sara is a problem, holds that shipuya oilim havi oil. And that's why it's totally in the sugya later, we have Isis Akasa come in Srif. When you make a sukkah like a teepee, where you don't have the gag, you don't have a flat roof, you just have the slanty roof, like the Naklitin. So there's a machlaikis in the Mishnah, whether it's kosher or not. And the Gemara's maskan is that it's possible because Shapur El Maf Kailam Dami. And the Riv says from here we learn out that you'll have to sleep in a Naklitin in a Sukkah. And Smashma, even when it's Kavaya Asara. Smashma, he learned up the Brisa that apostles by Naklitin is like if you hold Shapur Elam Kailam Dami. So Mela, a Kapanim, if it's Asara, so then it passes because it blibes an Ail Mafsik. Mashayeng, we hold Shapur Elam Maf Kailam Dami. So Mela, it doesn't blibe an Ail Mafsik. But. Now, the Riv is not clear, he doesn't explain clearly what he holds about kinaifis, it's not a sarah. The Ramban Emzon, that he holds that kinaifis, it's not a sarah, does passel. And al karchach yasi mechalit between kvi and not. Like the Gemara says. Now, the Dva holds this kula, that since we all chipu elam lavka elam dami, so any time you don't have a gag, even if it's gavaya sarah, even if it's kvi, it's okay. Mashenka, when you have a gag, then it depends. If it's kvi, so even if it's not a sarah, it's no good. And if it's loy kvi, so there you have Shmuel, that met mutalish and tachas kila besuk, as long as it's not gavay yud. But that's because it's not kvi. But all this is not mefurish in the Rif. The Rambam is klar that he held that kinaifis also needs gavay asara. The Rambam Magid learns also that the Rif holds that even kavua needs 10 tvachim. And the Magen Mishnah says that it's also totally on the same thing, that if you hold Shippur El Maf Koilam Dami Behecha can hold this Breisa, so you don't hold the other Chiddush of the Breisa, that Kinaifis that's less than 10 tvachim is no good, as long as it's Kvi. The Bissel Shver, why should one be totally, why should the din of a slanty roof be totally on the din of less than 10 tvachim, that's Kavua? That's what it says in the Magen Mishnah. Taisis, who holds, like we said, like Rav Yishayinim, like we paskin that even like the sugya says that by naklitin if it's kavua and even without a gag it's no good if it's ten tvachim, he says that even though the gemara paskins later shibur maf kailam dami, but that's midaraisa. This whole sugya is midarabanan that when it's kavua then the rabbanan will geyser if you have one of the two, either a gag or ten tvachim. When it's not kavua, then the ukma midaraisa that's only a ayo when it has both a gag and ten tvachim. Now let's see the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hidla las a gefen vesed las vesed kisus. If you put the vines on the sukkah v'sichel gaba, and you put schach on top, sula. V'moyis sichel chayim mehen, if there's more schach kosher than vines, aisha katitzan, or you cut the vines and you made them talush, ksheira, it's kosher. And the Gemara has a machlekes, if katitzan alone makes it kosher, that's what Rav holds. And Shmuel holds that no, even after you cut it, it's still possible because tasav leimena asui. Because when you first put it down, it was pasul, so it doesn't become kasher unless you do a maisa with the guf eschach, yitzarech l'naneya. And Rav holds, kisas and zoe asiyasan, that's called a maisa, by cutting it off and making it kasher, it's called a maisa, the gemara shtel suda machlaikis by tzitzis. That's a sugya. So the Rishonim, the Ran earlier, the Ritva here, brings down the Rabbeinu Tam, that's medayik in the Mishnah like this. He understood the Mishnah. Hidla alea means that you put on the makam of the sukkah. In other words, you don't have any schach yet. Hidla les a gevav es a kisus es at last means that you first put vines on, and after that v'sichach al gaba. After that, you put schach after the vines. That's psula, because the vines were there first, so the sukkah was a pasul sukkah, and now you put schach on. That's pasul. Now, shenkin, if you first put the schach down, and then you put the vines on top of the schach, if you sichach. That's kosher, because since the schach is still some ruba mechamasa, so then even putting the vines doesn't make it possible. And that's what Rabbeinu Tam Lashitas read earlier, that piris la'asadim ne'achama is kosher. The time it's possible is if you need the sadim to keep it, that it should be considered chamasa ruba mitzilasa. Now without the sadim, it would dry out and would become chamasa ruba mitzilasa. But stamaza, when you have the sadim there, it's kosher. So here also, when you put the vines on top of the sukkah, it'll be kosher. So what's pshat in the Mishnah? The pshat in the Mishnah is that you first put the vines, and then you put the schach, then it's pasul. Yes, you have rav schach, or you got it, son, so then you're being machshir it. But otherwise, it's pasul, even though the schach is still smurub mechamasa, because since the pasul was there first, and that's also tzlas smurub mechamasa, that's pasul. This is what the Yishayna bring from Rabbeinu Tam. And the Rishonim say it's not the Pshat in the Mishnah. The Pshat in the Mishnah is two cases. Hidla alea means hidla on the schach. Hidla on the schach, gefen kisus, that's one case. And the second case is that you had it v'sichach al gaba. It's two cases. Rabbeinu Tam learns it's one case. Hidla alea means on the makam of the sukkah. On nothing. On the walls of the sukkah. You had these vines, and then you masachach on top of these vines. That's possible, but if you do the schach first and then the vines, then it's kosher. And the Rishonim say, no, hidla alea means you have schach and you put this on the schach. V'sichach al gaba is another case where you have the vines and you put the schach on the vines. Either one is possible. Now the Ritva says, it's a peller Rabbeinu Tam zokta, because the violin this Mishnah went not talking about sichach as harbe mehen. The violin were not discussing that it was sichach harbe mehen. The tithe the Ritva, so memela, the schach is the chams ruba mitzilsa. It's not ruba from the chavile, from the gefen, the las and kisus. It's not ruba from the gefen, the las and kisus. So the schach is also chams ruba mitzilsa. If the schach is chams ruba mitzilsa, and it's not roiv over the part that's mechuber, avad it's possible either way. Rabbeinu Tam's chiddush is when the schach is silasim ruba. When the schach is lost, Rabbeinu Tam's chiddush is when you have schach tzilas meruba, but there's no way you could passel that schach. Even if you put on schach passel at tzilas meruba, it doesn't passel. So there, Rabbeinu Tam is qualifying his chiddush that if you first have the schach passel, then the taka passels, even though you put now schach kasher, which is tzilas meruba. Fact it well, that's not the case in the Mishnah. The case is not talking about when the schach is tzilas meruba. The case is talking about the vayel schach is not rabba Allah. You don't have rayiv. So that means that the schach is chamasim ruba. So that you also mask him as puzzle either way. So al karch the diik doesn't exist. Al karch doesn't make a difference which one comes first, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, because the schach is chamasim ruba. Then the case of sichach rabba man means when you have chavata, so then it works. When you have rayiv of the schach, Rav of schach kosher, and like the Gemara said earlier, it's from a chavata, and you mixed it together, like we gave a whole shir earlier to explain why chavata works, or katzitzan, where the other pshat, the whole thing becomes kosher, then it's kosher. But in the Reisha, when you don't have Roiv of the Schach Kosher, Sekundus, you don't have Tzulsim Ruba of the Schach Kosher, even according to Ben Atam, it has to be possible either way. That's the Kasha that Dvoyas and Ben Atam's Diyak on the Mishnah. Tainit, the Pnei Yeshua, and the Karben Asanel, they don't understand the Ridva. Why can't we learn up the Reisha of the Mishnah talking about that is Silasim Ruba? That the Schach Kosher was Silasim Ruba. And the Schach Pasul is also Silasim Ruba. So it's not Roiv. You have more Schach Pasul than Schach Kosher, but the Schach Pasul is Silasim Ruba, and the Schach Kosher is also Silasim Ruba. So then it depends. If there's more Schach Pasul than Schach Kosher, if the Schach Kosher is first and it's Silasim Ruba, then the Sukkah is Kosher. That's why the Mishnah Dafka says Hidl Lasa Gefen Dafka and the Schach Pasul's first. The Schach Pasul's first, and it's also Silas Meruba. That passels the whole Sukkah. Now the Schach Kosher can't be Machshir. Unless the Schach Kosher is more than the Schach Pasul, and like we had earlier, that was Chavatan, it becomes Batul, or Shekatzitzin. So what's the Ritva's Kasher? Why is Ritva assuming that the Reisha has to be talking about that the Schach Kosher is Chamas Meruba because it's not Roiv over the Schach Pasul? Maybe both the Schach Kosher and the Schach Pasul are Tzilasim Ruba. Mel is good, the Rabbeinu Tam. Shtarka Kasha on the Ritva. Tainan de Svas Emes, that's impossible. Svas Emes says, Yilin de Gemara early in the Afyir HaMidbeis. That's the Midbeis. And the Gemara is Mavura like this. That when the Elon is Tzilasim Ruba, nothing works. Even Chavata, even everything, nothing works. Even if you have Raiv Schach Kosher, even if you have Chavata. When the Ilan is Chamasim Ruba, then the Gemara had a Kasha Mitzdayr Schach Basel Badi Schach Kasha. And then the Gemara said that Chavata works, and it's Machshivit. But it's Mashma if the Ilan was Silasim Ruba, then there's a Chsar no matter what. And that's how it's brought Lalach in the Paiskim. That's how the Paiskim start in Tafresh Chavav. If the Ilan is Silasim Ruba, that's definitely a problem. If the Ilan is Chamasim Ruba, then we have 2 days. We have Rabbeinu Tam, that it's only a problem if the Schach is not. Silasim Ruba on its own steam. We have the Riva and the Ravya, then it's a problem no matter what, because the Schach on the top is Mavat, the Schach on the bottom. But that's all when the Ilan is Chamasim Ruba. When the Ilan is Silasim Ruba, then it's a problem no matter what. So Al Karchach here also, if you want to say when the Schach Rabba Lein makes it kosher, Behechrich, the case of Hidlas, the Gefes, the Lysus, the Kisus, means that it's Chamasim Ruba. I was a Sik Shvei, the Ritva's Kasher, and Ibn Tam. So what's Pshat? If we're talking about Chamasim Ruba, so then Itaka doesn't make a difference which one's first. By Chamasim Ruba, you always have the problem with Star of Schach Pasul about the Schach Kasher. So it's right to Shrein of Beinatam, Manavshach. If it's Silasim Ruba, the Schach Kasher, so Elam, are you going to tell me the Schach Pasul is also Silasim Ruba? So why does Sichach Rabbalein work? When the Schach Pasul is Silasim Ruba, the Sugya before is Mavur, when the Elon is Silasim Ruba, it's a problem no matter what. And Elam, are you going to have to learn that we're talking about that the Schach Pasul is Chamasim Ruba. So if the Schach Kosher is not Raiv, it's also Chamasim Ruba. So Vaita wouldn't make a difference which one's first. But to answer the Rabbeinu Tam, and to fa'enf again the Pnei Yeshua and the Karban Asanel, the emphasis is not so clear. Why attack if the Ilan is Silasim Ruba, it doesn't work when you have Raiv and Chavata? It's really not so clear. Why not? What's the difference if the Schach Pasul is Silasim Ruba? If you have Raiv Schach Kosher and you have Chavata, why shouldn't that work? So the emphasis you could learn that it's dafka by Elam because the Elam came first, like the Marasha says there. When the Elam comes first, so it's a problem when the Elam silas and Ruba no matter what. Gufa, it's taka dafka because the Elam came first. If the Elam wouldn't have come first, then it doesn't matter that it's silas and Ruba. As long as you have schach that's silas and Ruba, then nothing could passel it, even the Elam. So if he says, it's very good, the Rabbein and Tam. It's very good, the Pnei Yeshua and Karban Asanel states. We're talking about here that the schach is silas and Ruba, and the Schach Pasul, the Gef and the last Kisus, is also Tzilasim Ruba. But, and that's why, since they come first, so Mel the Tzilasim Ruba, the Schach doesn't work. And that's why it doesn't work by the Elon, if the Elon, which is Tzilasim Ruba, comes first. And Enechanami, but Elon Gufa, if you put Schach first, and then let's say like you pushed away the branches of the Elon, and you put the Schach on first, and then you brought the Elon, so Ataka would work, Ataka wouldn't be a problem. That's what Mashal learns. Or you could learn, like other Achreinim say, the Beis Meir and the Pnei Yeshua and the Stipla, that a Elam, which is a Dova Kavua, has a Teiris Schach, and the Psul is not Mitzdarv Schach Pasul by the Schach Kosher, the Psul is Shtei Schachis. That even though you have a Tzulsim Ruba of the Schach Kosher, And even if you have Reiv, and even Chavata, it all doesn't help. Since the Ilan is a Dava Kavua, so it's called Shtei Schachas, it's called the Sukkah Tachas Ilan. Mashenkin Lamashal by the Pirish Lassan Nechama, like we talked about, where there the Pshat is, it's not a Dava Kavua. So it doesn't get a din of Shtei Schachas. It doesn't get a din of Shtei Schachas. And Mamela, it only be passed lots of Mestayim Schach Basel by the Schach Kasher. And that you won't have as long as you have the Schach Kasher of the Sukkah that's there first. That's Lassan Meruba. So you could say the same thing here. This Hidla Lassa Gethen, this Akisus is at last, even though they're Mechubah, but they're not Kavua, that's not where they belong. Fakir, you went and you pushed it on, you Hidla Lam, you put it on there. So it's not Kavua at all. So Mela wouldn't have a din of a Sukkah Tachas Ilan, it wouldn't have a din of Shtei Schachas, because it's not Kavua. But Mela, you can learn the Mishnah is talking about Tzilsim Ruba, and even though it's Tzilsim Ruba, it's still Kasher if you have Rav Schach Kasher, because the Schach Kasher is also Tzilsim Ruba. And it'll still be makshe, even though by Elon it can't be kasher when you have Rav Schach Kasher. That's because the Elon is a Dava Kavua, so it'll blive Shtei Schachas, my Sheik in here, which is not a Dava Kavua, it won't blive Shtei Schachas, so it'll be kasher. Nachen, we mentioned in the previous year also the Shita Sarambam. The Shita Sarambam says that Chavata means to cut him off. So here also, when you want to be makshe, when the Sichach is Rabba Aleim, it's dafka when you cut it off. So Rashi's matmiya. Rashi earlier on daf Tesamid Beis is matmiya that it says Aisha Katzitzon. Vayse Sichach Rabbalein is without Katzitzon, without cutting it off. How could you say the Chavata means to cut it off? This Mishnah is mavur that it's kosher when you have Sichach Rabbalein without cutting it off. So it's mafurish here in the Rambam and Pirish Mishnais, and this is what the Rambam and the Yad says, that the Mishnah means like this. Then it works if you cut it off. That's v'hushachavtam, like the Gemara says earlier. V'hushachavtam does not mean to mix it together, according to the Rambam, it means to cut it off. If you don't cut off the schach, it's possible, even though you have the schach kasher, it's rabbalein, even when it's mixed together. Aisha katzitzan means you are katzitzan and you are menaneya. In other words, if you have sichach rabbalein, then it works without ninua. As long as you have Rav Schach, then it's not a problem of Tasav Oyman Asuy, and it works without Nanua. And if you don't have Rav Schach, if you have Rav of the Schach Pasul, then the Katsum works together with Nanua. Even though it's very sosim in the Mishnah doesn't read ice. That Sichach Rabbalein only works with Ktsitsa, and Ktsitsa only works with Ninua. Lechayr the Mishnah will be very sosim. Good. But that's what's written in the Mishnah. That's how the Rambam learns the Pirish Mishnais. Amal Mishnah is very sosim. Amal Mishnah doesn't say klar what it means. But this is what it means. Sichach Rabbalein works, like the Gemara said earlier, only by Chavata, which means to make it talosh to makshir it. And the reason why you need Sichach Rabbalein is Pashat al Tasav Leimen Asui. Otherwise, it'll be a problem of Tasav Leimen Asui. Aisha Katsun Ksheir means Dafka with Nanua. So the Shara Melech asks, that's very good according to Shmuel, that holds you need Nanua. But according to Rav, it holds you don't need Nanua. How are you going to learn Shat in the Mishnah? If Sichach Rabbalein means Dafka with Chavata, which means, according to the Rambam, to cut it off, so what's Aisha Katzitzan? Aisha Katzitzan Ksheira is without Nanua. So when do you need Sichach Rabbalein? If you cut it off, it's good without Nanua. And if you didn't cut it off, the Rambam says that Chavata means to cut it off. You have to Dafka cut it off. So the Stipler writes that he found the good Teretz in the Yafei and Ayim. The Feinayim and Daftes says that the Yushalmi says that Rav holds, even if you don't need Nanua, that's Dafka when Metchila you planning on cutting it off. If you were not Metchila planning on cutting it off, Rav is maskim that that's called Tasav Leiman Asli. It's because you are planning on cutting it off, that's called an Asiyah Behechshir. So according to the Rambam, according to this Yushalmi, you can learn like this. If Sichach Rabbalein, that would work even if you were never planning on cutting it off. So now that you cut it off and you have Sichach Rabbalein, that works. Because it's not a problem with Tasav Masu because you have Rav Schach. And Aisha Katsa means it works if you were originally planning on cutting it off. Either way, he says the Mishnah, the other way is also very sosim. So the Mishnah is very sosim, but that's a pshat. As long as you have a thing that Rav also needs, a tnai that Rav also needs, that Ksitz alone is not enough, you could say what Aisha Katsa means when you have Yen tnai. Like the Yishalmi says, the Tanai that has to Metchila, you were planning on cutting it off. And Sichach Rabbalein means when you don't have the Tanai, you take a cut it off, that's Chavata. You need Chavata, means you have to cut it off. But you don't have the Tanai, it wouldn't be a problem with Tasav Menasa, but it still works because of Sichach Rabbalein. Stipe Shtelzach, what's Takab Shat in the Rambam? If the Rambam holds that Bittul doesn't help, that even though you have Rav Schach Kosher and Mitz Schach Basel, it's still a problem. So what's Takip Shan that when by Chavatam, when you cut it off, it Takip works and now it's Batel? Mashayin came when it's still Mechuber, then it doesn't work. What's the difference? What's the difference when it's Mechuber, you say that it's not Batel, and when you cut off, you say it's Batel? Either way, it's Basel. So what's Nafkimina if it's Mechuber or not? So he brings from the Shaar HaMelech, who brings from the Rabbi Yoel Mizrahi, that says that the Mechuber can't become Batel. Mechuber is Chashiv, it can't become Batel B'Rav. That's why you need Chavati, you have to cut it off, you have to make it Ois Mechuber. When it's Mechuber, never can become Batel B'Rav. When it's not Mechuber, so then it becomes Batel B'Rav. It's only Psof Tashvim and Asa can become Batel B'Rav because it's not Mechuber anymore. But the Stipe time is that the Rambam and Yad is Mefurish is by Upsulim. The Rambam and there in Alacha Yad Gimel, he says, "Irv davish mesachem, or davish mesachem, or v'sich b'shneim, af b'shakasha yeshua al pasul psula." It's mashu ol psulim is that way, not just mechuber. Even davra makabel tuma, or davish engdulim mina aretz. And he says, "Rav Ram and Rambam says that mefurish." So, Vaita, what's the chilik between the psul of mechuber or other psulim and the psul of tasavim and asli? Hazak the stipel, you have to say like this: if the schach is pasul bats musai. So that remains possible no matter what. Even if you have Rav, even if you have Erev, it's possible. The Schach is possible, doesn't become Kasher. It's there's the Sukkah. Now, Shenke, when you have Chavatim, which according to the Ram means that you cut it off so it's not possible, the only problem is Tashvim and Asli. Tashvim and Asli is totally on Rav. The din is you have to be Tashvim, you have to make the Sukkah. If you made Rav of the Sukkah, that's cool, you made the Sukkah. Aye, part of the Sukkah you didn't make, it was Mina Asli, that's okay. As long as you have Rav, that's not Mina Asli, Rav is Tasa. That's called Tasa for the whole Sukkah. The din of Tasa and Asli depends on Rav. If Rav of the Sukkah is Tasa, that's called the Sukkah is Tasa, Vlay Mina Asli. If the Schach is Pasul Betzim, is no, it could become Kasher. But if right now it's Kasher, the only problem is it's Tasa, Vlay Mina Asli. Tasa and Asli is a din that it doesn't, the Sukkah has to be Tasa. Then the whole Sukkah B'chlalis. As long as Rav of the Sukkah is Tasa, that's good enough. That's why Sikh Rambalan. And the other part is now kosher. It's just Hasavim and Asi. That's good. The stipel is also Meisif for another Nakuda. So, Kumtai Safi the Rambam that when you have Schach Pasul, even if Schach kosher is Silsimu Mechamas on its own, and even when you have that it's mixed together, it's still, it always passes the Sukkah. The only time it's kosher is if it becomes kosher. And the only problem is Hasavim and Asi, then it's kosher. So, Kumtai Safi, if you have it's one drop of Schach Pasul on your Sukkah, so now your whole sukkah is pasul. So he says, Adonai. The Rambam is masking that the Yisayda is mitzdayr of schach pasul by the schach kosher. The Yisayda davar is the place where the schach pasul is, that can't be counted for the heksha sukkah. That place can't be counted for the heksha sukkah. Even if the schach kosher on its own would be tzilsim ruba, but since the schach pasul is ma'uriv with it, all the places where the schach pasul is ma'uriv becomes pasul. The schach that's above, directly above and directly below the schach pasul can't be machshir the sukkah. But the other schach avada could. If you don't have so much schach pasul here, and you have enough schach kosher that even if you would take out the entire places where the schach pasul is, the sukkah still be tzilsim ruba, avada that would be kosher even according to the Rambam. Rambam Musa is only pasling when you have schach pasul, it's mistar of schach kosher by the schach pasul. Just the Rambam doesn't hold of the heter of Ma'ariv. Even when you're Ma'ariv, you still have the schach pasul, still shteris. You need dafka choftam, which he learns means katzitzen, and to make it kosher.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.